Another mobile.
Zero TR.
Tom, W4DJW. How are you and Miss Bernice doing?
By golly, I stand corrected. It is 1:12 and 58 seconds. 1:13. She's over there. She was doing something on the other side of the basement. I guess sewing or something. But I don't see her or hear her now. I'm just finishing up installing some lights in my tool cabinets. And they're kind of neat. They're about 2 foot long and 2 inches wide. You just wave your hand underneath of them and they turn on and off.
Pretty cool. You're getting very sophisticated in your... Is that your ham shack or is that your loading station or is that... What is that?
No, that's down here. Well, you've been down in the basement here. It's just there's two big... Lowe's cabinets, I don't know, they're 6 foot wide, 2 foot deep, I guess. They're real nice cabinets, Dave, but a lot of times you can't see back in there good, although I got plenty of lights here. Just sitting here, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 fluorescent lights on this side of the basement. and two of them's red, though. And the cabinets over there, I got these lights at Costco, and it just takes a wall wart. I think they run on 24 volts. And they got some old number 22 wire goes between them, but it is near long enough for my cabinet, so I'm sitting here making splices to go between them, and you just reach in there and stick your hand underneath the one master, and all of them light. It's pretty nice.
Are you explaining it? I'm thinking about when I used to have a full basement underneath the house. I miss those days. I used to pack my, had a full size truck back then, and you know the big truck, not the little truck. Used to pack that in that basement. You know, after going flying and load and unload airplanes out of the rain or out of the weather, out of the elements. And sometimes I'd just leave stuff in there. The next day I'd go flying. I wouldn't have to take them out and put them back in. Had airplanes hanging off the wall, had lights like you're explaining, fluorescent lights all over the bottom of the floor, the top of the ceiling in the basement, the bottom of the floor and from the house side. But it sure was nice having a full basement. I miss those days. Hey, I got your card ready to print out and send it to you. You want me to wait to get your signature on it, or you want it laminated with no signature?
You're confusing me. What card is that, Dave?
So we're doing with Breyers this year, because there was some issues with people getting their dues paid. And did I pay them or didn't I pay them? And they had a spreadsheet that they could look it up in, but it wasn't real accurate. Anyway, back in 2006 through 2009, we used to print them out, club cards with a picture ID or a QR code. All right, if you scan the QR code, it takes you to the Breyers website. And it'd have the secretary's signature and your signature on the card. And you can use that for, like, if you're going to field day events or... you're going to Hamfest, or if you're going to be in, like, one of the things where they walk, and we provide communication for the walks, that kind of stuff. So we're starting that back up again to help clear up some of the problems they've had over the last couple of years. And yours is ready to send. Yours and there's 7 or 8 people that have already signed up, and they're ready to send. So I need 8 to print out a whole card stock and laminate it and then cut them out with the cutter. So that they come out a whole lot cheaper if you do 8 in one shot rather than do one per shot.
It's in 0TR. Roger. Oh, well, that's nice. I got a... Bernice, give me a minute. Right there on the freezer, that card that says in 0TR on it, bring it over here. And... Bernice, come down here. I was talking to Dave, and you don't have my picture, I don't think, but this says N0TR, Tom Rouse, Greer, South Carolina. And it's got the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society on it and a magnet on the back, by golly, Dave. It's real pretty. It looks like psychedelic colors from back in the 60s that it's printed on, and it's metal.
Picked up at one of the ham fests?
No, I don't think so. I can't tell you. It's probably 11 or 12 years old since I've been down here. I think I've been a member the whole time. And I just sent my dues in by PayPal in November, I guess it was, Dave.
Yes, you did. And that's why I was asking you whether you wanted... Yeah, so you were at the tail end of... Robert kept that process going after I was the secretary. Robert, AA4RM, kept it going for 3 or 4 years, which is the overlap time that you're talking about. And he would send out cards back then in that day. So you got that card from him, I'm pretty sure. But over since then, since he was no longer secretary, they kind of let that go to the side. And I got assigned the duties of secretary this go around for 2022. So I'm reviving that process. So you'll be getting a new one of those, and it has a place for your signature and mine. My signature's on there. Yours isn't, because I don't have a signature card from you. If you want to scan, if you want to sign a blank white sheet of paper and take a picture of it with your phone and send it to me, then I will put your signature on it before I laminate it. If that's not important to you, then I'll just laminate it without a signature. And if you have a preferred club ID photo that you want put on your card, you need to take a picture of that and send it to me too.
Well, that's pretty neat. Wouldn't the picture that's on QRZ work? There's a picture of me on there.
That's what's on there now. I got a QRZ page, and it'll import it from QRZ. And if it's got you on it, then that will work. And yours did. So yours will work as is. But I don't have your signature card.
You don't need no signature on it, I don't think, Dave. But we appreciate you. That's really nice. And they couldn't have elected a better guy. Maybe you can get everything updated and... squared away, as we say.
Okay, well, I just wanted to check, because I got a card of 8 that I can print out. Yours and a couple others don't have signatures, and I didn't want them to send them out and without signatures, and then you're asking, well, why does theirs have a signature and mine doesn't, right? You see where I'm going with that?
Sure, I can take a picture of my signature and send it to you on a white sheet. That's no problem. I just text it to you.
Checking for your autograph. You're famous.
Yes, I think what he's trying to do is get that so he can get into our bank account.
And a signature to get into your bank account.
You'd be an official pauper then. shoot, Dave. Well, it's great you're doing that. And I, for one, appreciate it. This one's metal, and I haven't been to the meetings in a long time because it's cross town, it's at night, and I don't like traffic, but I always like keeping up on my dues. It's just something I've always done, and actually I sent my dues in to Matt the other day for the Greer Club, and I haven't been to that in a while either. I'm playing it on the safe side, like you are.
Yeah, I prefer it that way. I miss seeing everybody face-to-face, but I also like everybody still being around face-to-face. I believe in what was done with polio, right? We don't have to have polio vaccinations anymore. I did. My generation was probably one of the last ones. But they don't give that to kids anymore. And there's a reason for it.
Roger on that. Any of us that's been in the military, I never ever remember them asking me if I wanted a shot. You just stand up and get the shot for the benefit of the others around you. And so I'm exactly like you, Dave. And we've got ours and we've got our boosters. But, like this morning we went into Aldi's And then Bernice thinks of this stupid cheese when we went down to the bank a while ago. And so she had to stop at Aldi's again. Who's to make a cake? And I said, well, I ain't going in this time. But we were a mess even in there. But we went real early to avoid the crowds. And boy, that works out real good at the grocery stores. We went down to Ingles the other night. I don't remember what time it was. It was dark. I bet you there were 300 cars out in that parking lot. We just turn around and come home. You can get around that by going early.
I go by there quite often. I don't stop by there every time I go by there, but I do notice how many cars are in the parking lot every time. And I found that early on a Sunday morning, they may not have the shelves restocked, but you can get in and out of there really quick. And I think Sunday morning and Tuesday morning, if you go in like at 7 o'clock in the morning, you can get in and out of there pretty fast without a whole lot of, you know, having to turn around and go the other way, because you look down the aisle and there's no way you're going through that aisle.
Yeah, when we went in early Sunday to Ingles, the self-checks were not open. They were all closed. I was surprised at that. But it was fairly early. They opened at 6 o'clock in the morning. What time did we go in there, Bernice? Oh, probably 8, wasn't it? Probably 8 o'clock. So I guess they opened those up at a certain time when they got a monitor to sit there. And so we had to go through the regular checkout. But there was only one person there in the line, so that wasn't no problem. This is NZR LTR.
That on my way home from the post office just now, got the in-laws' presents all shipped off to Florida. I'm on my way back home right now, but I got to go back out later today, and I came by Ingles both times, and I'm doing the same thing you and Bernice did. There's just too many cars in that parking lot. I'm not going in there now. I'll try it again in a few hours. There is this thing on the website, if you look them up, I have noticed lately they're showing a bell curve, and the bell curve represents when the peak traffic is at each one of the stores, and you can kind of look on there and find the low point and go at that point in time. Anyway, I'm backing it in the garage, Tom. Good talking to you. I'll look for your signature before I print out my 8. There's 7 other people I gotta. Well, you and 2 others, I think, are the only ones I had questions for. So that leaves it down to 2 more, and then I'll send out my first batch for 2022. Anyway, if I don't talk to you again, Merry Christmas, and I'll probably talk to you before the new year. But Merry Christmas to you and Bernice. N0TR, W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
Okay, Dave, does that have to be within a certain size that you want it, or can you just fix that with your computer skills?
It doesn't matter, as big or as little as you want. What is good is get as much white light on the paper as you can, so it's not, so that there's contrast. A thick pen is better than a fine pen. But it'll work either way. It's just it looks a lot better on the card. I mean, it's legible. If it's taken with really low light and the signature's not much different color than the background, then, yeah, it doesn't work too good. Size, though, doesn't matter, any size you want. I can scale images up and down without any issue.
Okay, Dave, we'll take care of that right away. I wanted to say, I think I heard the other morning, we don't watch much news, but I think they said there's 190,000 a day of that Omicron variant, and it's going to get worse, of course, because of Christmas. And everybody in these stores don't wear masks. I'd say 95% are not. Like, it's over. Wrong. And you can get it even if you've been vaccinated, so they walk among us. Anyways, 73's Dave. I'll hear you again, but Merry Christmas to you and Amy and 73's W4DJW and 0TR Clinton.